W8 LFA testing.
K-P-R. Sean, you there?
Hey, you mean what?
K-P-A-K-J-O-1, MI-5.
K-E-A-F-G-W, I'm monitoring. Statewide 1.
DMR this time. That'll work too. KEMWN.
Hey, I'm in a sketchy area for P25, so I jumped over to statewide 1.
Ah, okay. Yeah, this works just as good, so.
Works good enough for what I needed to do. I'm in downtown Armada.
Yeah, I just about had some chucklehead took my front end off here.
Oh, I could imagine. Where you at? Yeah, they're in, still in Saginaw?
I'm in Bay City. Well, coming out of Bay City into Hampton Township here on Center, or M25, as you probably know it.
And it's been a while since I've been up there. I'm going to be up that way, I think, next week, though. Just not exactly nowhere. I know I got to be in Saginaw. I need to get some paint for my wife's car. That got a little rust spot, so I'm going to take that off, spray paint it, let it absorb into the rust, which is supposed to stop the rust. So I don't want that car to, you know, be eaten alive by rust. She's 2009, but she's only got 55,000 miles on it.
55,000 and rusted. That's not a lot of miles.
For 2009 Hyundai, 50,000 miles? Not that much. She's what, 16 years old?
Yeah, age is a number, but I guess. You said 155 or just 55,000? 55?
55. 55, double nickel.
Okay, yeah. I just figured it didn't, maybe you didn't drive it a lot in the winter or something with lower mileage, so. I don't know. My ride right now is a 2019 with 177,200.
Well, she had a 2007 Escalade, and I sold it to my neighbor's brother, and it had 199,000 miles on it. I bought it for 160,000 on 2020. And then this is her mother's, her late mother's car, so, yeah, it wasn't driven all that much. You know, and then I got a 2016 Explorer PPV, and she's got 146,000, maybe less. No, I can't do that much. There's about 143,000 on it, and it runs pretty good.
I gotcha. I'm going to jump out and grab a little gasoline here. Give me a second. I'll be right back with you once I get this pump started. All right, I'm back for a minute here. I don't know why, but when there's people here, the pumps are kind of goofy slow.
I'm just going through the back road to get home. But yeah, and talk about mileage on vehicles. Yours probably rates right up with mine for work vehicles. This is a 2025. I picked it up October of last year, and I'm pushing 40,000 it on already.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think now when I got that van that I've got at work. I think I've had it for about a year now. Maybe not quite a year. I think I've got about 28 on it, but I don't necessarily drive crazy long trips unless I'm going out of town. there may be some weeks that that thing doesn't move out of the bay for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, lately I've been doing a lot of stuff on the west side, northwest side. And, you know, so I could be in Petoskey, you know, Sheboygan, and then Petoskey, and then end up down where in Traverse City.
I can have right here at my parents.
Yeah, I just called, what's his name, I believe it's John over on C25.
Don't worry.
All the radios are cracking.
Yeah, I haven't heard Wally yet. This is Tom, KCO. This is Cujo. But I heard John over there on P25, and then I heard you jump over there telling that we're over here. K-E-A-W-U-O, K-C-A-K-J-O. And, all right, gentlemen. I know I'm going to get sketchy here once I get into town. So, Ben, drive safe. Have a good weekend. John, if you're still out there, you can hear me. Have a good weekend. I'll chat with the guy later. 7-3. KJO.
I just jumped back in the car. I had jumped out and grabbed the nozzle there. Finally finished pumping the gas. $73. Yikes.
KC8MXG, listening from Hancock, Michigan on Statewide 1. KC8MXG, any response to show me that Brad Meister is linking with MI5?
This is K8RUH, here you go. I didn't catch your call, but however you're linking in MI5, you are getting in clearly.
Okay, thank you very much, this is KC8MXG.